I'm going to read aloud from a blog posting that I did March 3rd of 2009. And this was actually the third posting that I put up on this blog. And I had written it up as a sort of diary entry. It's a real life event. And, you know, I just reread it. This is pretty close to exactly how I remember it going down. And I did not write it directly after the event. I think I waited a couple years. This probably happened, as best as I can remember, in the early part of 2000, in that winter. It's titled Angel at the Grocery Store. I teach winter camping for an outdoor school in the Northern Rockies. After a two-week course, it's nice to get the stink out of the down sleeping bag. This is no casual undertaking. A negative 40-degree winter sleeping bag is huge, and it only fits in the biggest washing machine at the laundromat, and it takes forever to dry. I was at the local laundromat on the main street in my little town, stuck there with that big down sleeping bag in the dryer. I would open the door, feel the dampness, and add another quarter. It was a quiet day, and I was sharing the laundromat with a family of Mexican immigrants. Just me and them. The young couple had a few kids running around. They didn't seem to speak any English, so all I could do was periodically smile at them. The setup of these big industrial dryers is a little bit awkward. One is on top of the other, and there are two sets of buttons that control the two units. I was using the bottom, and the Mexican family had the dryer on the top. I added a quarter, and I realized it was the wrong slot. I had just mistakenly given that family an extra 7 minutes of time. No biggie, but somehow I managed to do this two more times. I just gave the Mexican family 75 cents. Why was I so confused about using a dryer? I wasn't interested in asking the family for money. That seemed silly. At the same time, I went through all kinds of weird liberal guilt about what I had done. I played it out of my head. Had I just altruistically helped these poor people? Wasn't it nice that I, the privileged white American, could be so selfless? I immediately recognized how pathetic and useless that avenue of thinking was, and I just dismissed the whole thing. Not too long later, the sleeping bag was dry, and I left. From the laundromat, I went directly to the grocery store. I got what I needed and stood in line at the checkout with my few items. As I inched forward in the line, I noticed the checkout girl. The strange thing was, in my head, I immediately announced to myself, "She's an angel." I was awestruck. She was young and extremely pretty. She had dark hair and dark eyes, and I assumed she was Mexican. As she helped the customer ahead of me in line, she was quiet and smiling. There was something so radiant and pleasant about her, and the absolutely silent way she went about her job. Something about it left me really touched. I get up to the cash register, she rings up the few things on the conveyor belt, and I pull out my wallet to pay. But I didn't have enough cash. She shows me the total, and I realize I am exactly 75 cents short. I was embarrassed, and I said I would return an item to the shelf. She didn't speak. She casually pantomimed to me not to worry. She reached under the counter, separating us, and she pulled up her own purse. She dug through it, pulled out a little change purse, and calmly counted out 3 quarters and put them in the cash register. She smiled. I thanked her, and I walked away. I have never seen her before or since. As I review this event from a few years later, the thing that impresses me is the life lesson, the thing that I needed in my life right then. I had been through a lot of difficult emotional stuff in the previous years, a lot of isolation and depression. It's sad to admit, but something as normal as people being nice to me would induce anxiety. I felt like I wasn't worthy to receive kindness. Even simple things would be challenging. I wouldn't let a friend buy me lunch, or if somebody complimented some job I had done, I would awkwardly find a way to deny their praise. But on this day, in the grocery store, the very lovely cashier did something nice, and the weird synchronicity seemed to disarm me to the point where I smiled. I truly smiled, and I said thank you in a very honest way, and I moved on. Since that day, I've been really good at saying thank you, and that was a really important hurdle in my life.